What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Central Virginia Sport Performance Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jay DeMayo, and today I am really excited to get to sit down and talk to another strength and conditioning coach from one of the most, if not the most, underappreciated, but top leagues in the country when it comes for performance coaches and colleagues, and get to talk with a coach who has been through a lot, who's built a lot, who's seen a lot, and is really doing some of the best work, in my opinion, in the league. And that's my guy, Steve. Steve, I want you to sit here and introduce yourself to people, let them know who you are, where you're at, how you got up to the city. And then I want to get into this story, man, because y'all went through it for a while here these last 3 years. And what you guys did this season was sensational. And I'm really excited for what you're doing. And I want to make sure that people understand, like, how awesome you guys are doing things up there and how great you're building, you know, not just the program, but the entire performance department up at Fordham.
Man, I appreciate that. I don't know if I deserve such a good intro, but I'll do my best to, you know, piggyback upon that. I mean, just to start, like, I think it all started at Springfield College, you know, just kind of on a whim. I had one of the best teachers in high school recommend, like, hey, I think you're into health. It looks like you're into strength training. It looks like you're into nutrition, all this stuff. Like, why don't you think about Springfield College? I only applied to a couple schools. Thankfully, chose Springfield. And then, I mean, that just kind of set the tone for the rest. So I went to Springfield for undergrad. I was lucky enough to join some of the lifting teams that they had there. I did some strongman competitions, got a little bit into powerlifting, a little bit into Olympic weightlifting. And then, like I said, that set the tone for the future. I went to Merrimack for grad school, did some internships along the way, including Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning. I interned at the Citadel. I interned with Iona College. And then just kind of, you know, didn't really know exactly what I wanted out of my career, out of the field. I did a short stint in the private sector just to try it out. Did not enjoy it. Hopefully never going back. You know, with that being said, I was kind of at this place where it's like, all right, I got a couple different avenues I could choose. One weekend, I just shot Coach Joe Gilfeder a text. That following Monday, I started an internship at Fordham University that turned into a job. And then I'm just about to close year four. As soon as I started, men's basketball was the main team that I worked with. And then, you know, like you said, it's been a roller coaster for the most part. And it's been different every single year. But I'm looking forward to having a little bit more continuity in the future. But it's been a good ride. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else with any other staff.
Yeah, a little different, I think, is a nice way to say it. For those of you that don't understand the landscape of college basketball, but you understand the landscape of the performance world, to survive one coaching change is one thing. To survive two in 2 years says a lot about you as a person. Your relationship with the kids that you get to work with every day, the relationship with the coaching staff. But it also requires you to be flexible and be able to move around and kind of move pieces to your puzzle going from head coach A to B to C. And I think that this is something that all too often, young coaches especially, no offense to all the youngins out there, I'm sure that, you know, you can just say that I'm just a boomer that's going to be, you know, grumpy and saying, get off my lawn now. Not quite a boomer, Gen X, but that's another story for another day. And let's talk about that, because all too often we're really ready to run away. We're not ready to do what's best for the kids that are there and to keep fighting for them. And really led to a great season.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, I mean, I would just say, like, a little bit about me. I'm a big fan of, you know, loyalty. I'm a big fan of routine. And I just see these kids come in. I'm lucky enough to work with multiple teams at Fordham, but I just see these kids come in freshman year. And it's like, man, like, I just want to see what they're like junior year. I want to see what they're like senior year. I want to watch them graduate and move on to bigger and better things. And I really have enjoyed the, you know, the past couple of years at Fordham, and I look forward to kind of seeing that through. And yeah, with that being said, I would definitely attribute a little bit. So you spoke on coaching changes, but also player changes. And I would just attribute that to A, like back at my time at Iona when I used to work there, and then also my time at Fordham, but working with multiple teams has given me a good opportunity to work with multiple coaches, multiple personalities, multiple different, you know, types of, like, what's this, what's the culture that they're trying to set? What are their priorities? What are their values? Things like that. And then also with the kids, I mean, you're 100% right. And this is something that, you know, even without coaching changes, the kids are going to change year to year to year. That's just the landscape of the sport as it is right now. But working at a gym like Mike Boyle Strength and Conditioning, when every single hour you have a different group of 10, 20, 25 kids coming in, different personalities, different sports, different needs, different, you know, bodies for the most part. So I would probably say having that experience under my belt has led me to just be ready for almost anything. So we do get a new coach, and where do you kind of go from there? And I think it just comes from sitting down with them and getting a feel of just kind of what do they value outside of college athletics? Like, what are their main values? What are their main morals? And then what's the culture, you know, even summed up into one word or one specific thing that we're trying to get out of this team, out of these kids, and, you know, out of the sport moving forward. So I think that's allowed me to basically sit down with the coach on day one, and then just hit the ground running throughout that year. But I do look forward to some continuity in the future with Coach Ergo. I love the culture that he has already set, and I look forward to seeing what we're going to do in the future.
Well, for those of you that didn't watch any of the games on TV from the Barclays Center, the culture did not just get set in the weight room and in Rose Gym. The culture was set through the entire institution. You know, he had 8,500 kids show up for those games. And that's unbelievable, you know, to be able to bring not just the team, right, but the entire institution together is something else, man. Like, again, like I hope people understand, like, how awesome what you guys did and, you know, how well you're building this program is, because it was really exciting to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was an awesome to be a part of too. And I would just say, like, fans and the community and the school, like, they see right through everything. They see right through BS. And I think it's evident that Coach Ergo is just a genuine person. It's a genuine culture. And we're trying to develop kids that are just going to work really hard and be really gritty on the court. And I think with that being said, like, okay, you're going to come to support the staff, support the students, but also to watch an amazing game. And I think we showed our grittiness for the most part, because we do not win games on the offensive end by any means. We win it on the defensive end. We win it by diving. We win it by, you know, Kyle Rose being one of the best defensive players in the nation. And that allows for an exciting game, and fans like to see exciting games.
And the excitement of the games starts, though, with that initial meeting. And it starts with building that relationship with the head guy or gal, depending on the situation, and working that out. And I think that this is something that uniquely you've been able to do multiple times. And I think that this is a message that a lot of younger coaches could learn a lot from. So let's talk about that first meeting. Yeah. What are some things that Steve's looking for? What are some things that Steve is, lack of a better term, like, cherry picking at, right, to ensure things can move smoothly and in a positive way?
Yeah, I think you could probably break it down into two different aspects, like mental and physical. So, you know, the first thing I want to get is, like, what is at the helm? Like, what is one, maybe one word or one phrase that just encapsulates your entire program? What are you trying to get out of this season and this year? Then you could kind of break it down into, like, all right, so based on that one word, like, all right, what are the pillars right now? Like, what are maybe four or five different things that you're also trying to get, maybe not as important. And then from there, like, you know, what's the identity of the team? Like, what are some of the things that you value? Is it, you know, hard work? Is it aesthetics? Is it strength? Is it power? And then, you know, beyond that, like, what types, you know, what kind of style are we going to play? And then I can then mimic that in the weight room. So we just kind of talked generally for the most part in that one meeting. And like I said, I was just lucky enough to work with a bunch of different sports, different coaches, different personalities, that I have a bunch of tools that then I can, you know, hit the ground running with after that initial meeting. But then we kind of sit down and we say, all right, like, based on that one word or those pillars, okay, like, where do we start? Well, most of the time we start in the summer. So like, what are you trying to get out of the summer? Our probably biggest theme during the summer, I'd say, was just mental toughness. And I'm a big fan of hard workouts and things of that nature, but I don't think that you can necessarily build mental toughness through a workout. I think you have to seek out hard things in order to be mentally tough. So it was more so during the summer was, how can we put these kids into different situations where they could either choose to be tough or choose to quit? You know, you'd hope that they would choose the first one, and most of the time they do. But getting down a really solid summer first, and then how do we transition then into preseason? And now we're actually trying to prepare their bodies for harder practices, longer practices, and get ready for gameplay. You know, we're lucky enough to have the means to be able to travel a little bit. So towards the end of summer, we went on a trip through the Bahamas, Dominican Republic, and that just kind of encapsulates everything and really locks everybody together a little bit tighter. And I think that's huge leading into preseason. But yeah, then we hit preseason, start to get a little bit more prepared for the specifics with the sport of basketball. And then, hey, like, what are the pillars in season? Because things are going to get a little crazy, right? Once we get into conference play, and sometimes we're playing three games per week, and then we got classes on top of that, and then we got travel, and the planes get delayed, and we don't get back until this time. Kids have to go to classes, and there's all these different stressors that come to play. Like, all right, what are we thinking about in season? And I'll probably say the best word to encapsulate our season was more so about recovery. And so if you want me to be the strength guy, and that's the goal, and that's what we're going to do, all right, 100%. But if it's recovery, okay, I'll be the best, you know, lengthening, flexibility, mobility person that I could be. So in season was a lot of that. And I think it definitely paid off in terms of these guys towards the end of the season hitting a big run and almost peaking towards the end of the season, you know, as opposed to the middle of the season.
Yeah, man. And then backing that up, how has that changed throughout the three changes?
Yeah, 100%. I think within the different coaches, we've brought in different athletes and different types of bodies for the most part. So, I mean, really with my first year here, it was a little bit more about strength. So the kids weren't as strong as maybe we would have liked them to be. So we lifted a little bit more in season. We probably lifted a little bit heavier in season. Then with the change to Neptune and then Coach Ergo, which they kind of mimic each other and they were a little bit similar and obviously have their small differences within that. It was more so about, okay, we get these kids in, they're a little bit more athletic, they're a little bit more skilled, probably just need to put a little bit more mass on it because the kids that we're going to get at Fordham, specifically our guards, especially our bigs, are just not going to be as big as maybe some of the kids that are on VCU, St. Louis, Dayton, you know, as we see in Richmond. Like, okay, they're already prepared from a skill set mentality. They already know the sport of basketball. They have a good mindset in that regard, but maybe we could just pack a little bit more pounds on them. And it's going to reflect in the weight room as well with their strength, with their power development. You'd hope to see all of those increase, but the last 2 years has really been, let's hone in on their diets. Let's really hone in on their lifestyle choices and just try to gain a little bit of weight, put a little bit more arm on them. Now, when I do say weight, I want to definitely emphasize that we do a lot of body composition tracking and it is muscle for the most part. So we're putting on good weight.
Yeah, I mean, after spending 5 days up in the city, it's pretty easy to not put on good weight. You're never going to find a better pizza. So, I mean, but no, I think that, you know, all of that and looking at it through that 3-year lens is really important, and being able to take the step back and say, we didn't repeat things. We were doing what was best for the group at the time. And I think all too often in our vocation, we talk about that, but when we go back and look at it, it's really similar, if not almost identical to what we were doing. I think a lot of our evolution in programming is not as big, or, I mean, maybe the term is brave, right? To go as differently as you did through those 3 years, and to go, I mean, from lifting heavy to mobility work in season, you couldn't find much more of a different, you know, way to go about things than squatting heavy and, you know, like being the mobility guy. So when coaches are sitting there looking at that, were there any evaluations that you did? Or was it simply just talking with the staff and looking at the team and saying, you know what, this is what we need?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you always kind of sit down and you think about the players. And I think the coaching staff, I mean, they do all the recruiting, so they have a really good idea of the players that are coming in. You know, we do our assessments for sure. But, you know, I think a lot of it is based on the coaches knowing the players, knowing their players extremely well, knowing their style of play, how that's going to most likely have to change or elevate when they go to the A-10. And then also some of the strength, you know, evaluations that we do in the weight room as well. You know, weight is a big one. It's a glaring thing. It's a thing that you could see visually. It's a thing that you could also see on the scale. But we just kind of compare it to maybe some of the better players that we've had in the past, or some of the other players that you're going to face in the league. If you're 230 pounds and you're going up against, you know, Obi Toppin back in the day, a couple of years ago, it's going to be tough. You know, you either have to be really strong, or you have to enhance your body a little bit more, or gain some more, you know, muscle, some more body weight. But I'm just lucky enough, man, to just have a really good staff who's always continuing to develop, continuing to learn different things in different avenues. And with that being said, that's sparked me to do the same. And whether it be learning a little bit more about FRC, so that if the, you know, if the goal is recovery, if the goal is a little bit more flexibility, okay, I have a little bit of knowledge in that, I have a certification in that, we can go down that avenue. You know, if we're talking about assessment, one thing that I've done in the recent past, which I really hope to continue in the future, was taking Charles Poliquin's PICP level 1, but just learning a little bit more about structural balance. And then now we have a little bit better of an idea of where, you know, what does this athlete need in regards to, you know, which body part, which muscle group, which movement, to be a better athlete, to be a little bit healthier on the court, individually in regards to other athletes. And that's something that, you know, I just have level 1, hoping to get level 2 all the way up to 5 in the future. You know, reading books like The Strength Deficits, which has taught me a lot about, okay, before, you know, we did testing, we ran phases, we tested again at the end, but just getting a little bit more in depth about, okay, when we do evaluate, what exactly are we looking for? And what exactly are these phases doing? Are the phases working like we want them to do? If it's an eccentric dominant phase, if it's a concentric dominant phase. So just learning a little bit more about whatever that specific coach, in terms of the athletes, like what kind of athletes they're bringing in, how can we evaluate them, and how can we make sure that those evaluations are actually working, whether it be body composition, whether it be strength, whether it be flexibility. If you go through, you know, the FRC system, another thing that the entire staff at Fordham recently did was the FRA, and just learn a little bit more about each specific joint and how to tell if we need more or if we're adequate for the most part.
I love that, man, because being able to do that, being able to grow like that, being able to expand like that, not only allows you to have more tools in the toolbox, but it's going to allow you and your staff to ask better questions to do better for the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I think this, you know, latest phase in my evolution of coaching for the most part has been exactly that. Like, can we ask a little bit more questions? Can we get to know these guys on a little bit deeper of a level? And then do we have the knowledge to then fix, you know, whatever issues might be going on or strengthen things that we have to strengthen? And just have almost like a different idea, no matter what they throw at you. And the great thing about Fordham is we have a lot of very intelligent student athletes, and they're going to ask a lot of questions, and they're going to be inquisitive about a lot of different areas. And I just think it helps with buy-in, it helps with a better relationship, and it just helps with their progress if you have answers to those questions in a bunch of different modalities, whether it be sleep, whether it be lifestyle, whether it be, you know, hey, how do I set up a solid morning routine? Nutrition, strength, power development. If a, you know, volleyball athlete comes up to you and says, hey, like, I want to swing my arm a little bit faster, I want to hit the ball a little bit harder. Like, okay, how are we going to do that? How are we going to assess that? Things of that nature. And we, you know, we do the best we can. I think Fordham is awesome in the sense that every single month, every single semester, we're growing, we're adding new tools. We just recently added a new staff member, like things like that. It's just going to really, I look forward to seeing what this staff can do in the future.
Yeah. And I think that another thing that you guys are doing a great job of that I have to give a shameless plug to, because I steal a lot of your stuff that you're putting out, is you guys communicate a lot of great information on Instagram.
I appreciate that. You know, I really do. I think that is a huge testament to Coach Brittany Vandegroff. You know, just coming in and taking the helm on our Instagram page. I think a lot of it is, you know, appeal for the most part when you are scrolling through your phone. Like, does the post look appealing? Is it going to catch your eye? And then you actually look into it a little bit more. I think she does a great job of making really good, solid looking posts, good amount of information, quick reads for the most part. And she does a really good job of she did a really good job of creating a really good framework in terms of, okay, this is where we're going to post Monday. And hey, we're going to post and be as consistent as possible every single Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday. And I think it's massive. You know, if you've ever went up to one of your student athletes and just said, hey, let me see your phone real quick, and you went to their screen time, like, they're on their phones a lot. So with that being said, if we could get some quality information out to them, I really think it would help. Even if it's a small thing, like, hey, I never knew the difference between white rice and brown rice, or what is magnesium, or, you know, hey, every Wellness Wednesday, let me look into the RAM strength post and let me try that different breathing technique, or, you know, whatever it is. But like I said, these kids are definitely on their phones a lot. So we could just give them a, you know, 10 minutes a day, some solid information. I think it could really pay off, but that's 100% Coach Britt, and she's definitely crushed that. And we're going to have some good posts coming out in the future for sure. But I think it really is important. We do a couple things like that. We actually have something called RAM Reads, which is almost like a small Instagram post, but just some condensed information. And we just tape it to our walls every single week. It's something that, you know, some of our interns and volunteers can do just to get a little bit more information out to the kids. So maybe you just finish up with a set, you know, you're resting in between, you take 30 seconds to read this thing about carbohydrates, about protein. And if we could just get constant information, just a little bit at a time, these kids will learn, they'll remember, and it'll just be ingrained in their head for the future.
Well, first of all, trying as many different modalities with that fits right along with what you were saying earlier, right? Like, having as many tools in your toolbox to communicate these important messages are just as important as having as many tools in your toolbox to be able to help them develop. But the other part that I think is awesome, and Eric and I talked about this last week, you know, they do like meetings or like almost like clinic type lectures, if you may, for administration and coaches about like, this is what this is. This is what that is. This is why we're doing X, Y, or Z. And recording it so that you have constant evergreen content. So that if there's ever a situation that arises where a coach or an athlete says, hey, Steve, you know, what about, you can be like, you can have the conversation and then you can shoot them that post on Instagram later and be like, yeah, you know, kind of piggybacking our conversation, you can check this out. You know, and Eric can be like, and the staff at GW can take these videos that are evergreen, you know, like physiology is physiology, right? Like those things aren't going to change. Where you can send this to one of the kids or the coaches and say, hey, piggybacking what we were talking about earlier, here is something that could help you understand a little more. I mean, maybe I wouldn't use those terms, but you know what I'm getting at with that. You know, is having like a backup and another way to help them see more of it. And I think that, you know, that kind of stuff, as much as we all say we want to do it, I don't think as many people do it well enough. But what, you know, you two are doing, you know, G-Dub and at Fordham is really like next level stuff that a lot of us need to kind of catch up on.
No, I really appreciate that. Like I said, I can't give enough credit to Coach Britt. You know, we laugh at times because I'm not a big Instagram person. I definitely go on Instagram. I don't post a lot. I don't think I have the best look in social media. It's something I need to work on in the future. But we laugh a lot because I put an application into Thorn to be an ambassador. And they were like, maybe you need to rethink that for the most part. We'll give you this kind of, you know, other thing, but you're not going to necessarily be an ambassador. And I think that's just a testament to, you know, my page not looking the best. But there is definitely an art to that. It's definitely important. And I think there's definitely ways to get practical information out and then ways that don't really work to get good information out. And I think Coach Britt does a really good job. And then, I'd also like to give credit. And I think something that you were kind of alluding to or getting into was just kind of bringing the entire community together within a college to get even more information out and resources and tools out to these student athletes. And, you know, that's something that I think, you know, Coach Gilfeather does a really good job of, in the sense of like integrating strength conditioning with administration, integrating strength conditioning with sports medicine, and maybe some of these other areas and departments, you know, throughout a university. And I think within that, we've done a really good job of, you know, maybe having a little bit more communication with those departments. And that communication has then sparked even more information and we can then relay to these student athletes. Like even yesterday, we were having a talk about potentially bringing a sports nutritionist in just to give a little bit more education into these athletes. Like we ourselves are all precision nutrition certified, but maybe an athlete will listen to a sports nutrition a little bit more because they hear us preach about getting enough protein in, about hydrating every single day. And they just listen to it, you know, about getting enough sodium in. Maybe it'd be nice to listen to a different voice. But then when it comes to, you know, administration, I can't stress this enough. Like, I think it's so important to get outside of strength and conditioning at times and look more into, you know, mental health for the most part, recovery, different modalities and stuff like that. So talking to administration, you know, and getting, you know, ties to counselors in case a kid ever needed anything or something like that. And just Coach Gill heading that, I think has been awesome. It's opened up more avenues for communication. And I think the student athletes are better off with that.
It's awesome, man. And again, more great work, great things that are happening.
Appreciate it.
Great evolution. And I love everything you're doing up there, Steve. But before we get you out of here, brother, where can people get in touch with you? Where can they see what you guys are doing? Where can they keep up with everything? Not just Steve, but Fordham Athletics and Strength and Conditioning as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would urge everybody to follow the Rams Strength Instagram page. I believe it's Rams_strength. I'm on Instagram at just Georgio, GEORG10. You could follow that. I mean, you probably get some a lot of posts about salt, a lot of posts about jujitsu, mindset, things like that. You know, please follow Coach Brittany Vandegroff, Coach Greer. Our recent hire would be Coach Joe Segarra, who is just, you know, cutting his teeth in the game. And I think he really has been putting out some good content in terms of what he's doing with his athletes. I don't know if there's enough content about tennis strength and conditioning. And I think he's doing a really good job of, hey, this is exactly what we're doing. This is how we train our tennis athletes. You know, it's not, we're getting them strong. You know, we're doing full Olympic lifts. We're training hard in season, things like that, but just kind of showing maybe a tennis strength conditioning in a different light. I think he's been doing a really good job of that. And obviously Coach Gilfeder at the helm, just putting out insane quality posts and just consistently squatting full range of motion, cleaning full range of motion, you know, across his teams. I think, you know, you might follow him and be like, man, I've seen this, I've seen something that looks like this post. It's just another kid squatting low. But to see the work that goes behind all of that, and to see the quality of, you know, football and then cheer and dance strength and conditioning that we have at Fordham, I think it's a really good follow. And I think people could gain a lot of information off of that.
Well, we'll make sure that we drop as many of those in the show notes as we can, Steve. And
appreciate it.
Again, man, you know, I'll say it again. The Atlantic 10 has some of, if not the best strength and conditioning coaches in the country. And it's really unappreciated. And again, I'm going to say that with full biases of 18 years in the field in this league. We've had some of the best coaches come through here. We have some sensational practitioners that are working in here. And Steve, you're right at the top of the list, man. And I'm really grateful to have you as a colleague. And even if it's just to spend 5 minutes at center court or down in one of the corners, and one of us is sweating because we've been stretching guys for too long before a game, man, I appreciate you and everything you're doing and everything you bring to the league, and really excited and happy that you could spend the time with us today, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And just to add one last piece, like I also think kind and giving strength and conditioning coaches in the A-10 as well, specifically with basketball, like everybody that I've reached out to, and you're at the top of this list 100%, has been, you know, so gracious and so open to say, hey, like, just come by, let's talk, let's meet up, let's grab a cup of coffee. You know, let me take your phone number down. Hey, when we're in Brooklyn, like, I'm going to make sure to give you a text that, you know, we'll meet up, we'll talk, things like that. And it's just been nice, especially year one, you know, coming into a brand new conference and just everybody welcoming you with open arms. And there has been some, you know, some people leaving, some people coming in, but definitely some quality individuals in this conference, 100%. But thank you. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you in the future, center court.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Truly grateful for your time, bro. This was fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Talk to you soon.
And as always, thank you for everything y'all do for us here at Central Virginia Sport Performance. We'll be back next week with another awesome guest with continued ties to Atlantic 10 basketball. We will see you then.